The transaction log made the announcement, just as we said it would. Jordan Tyson was placed on injured reserve with a designation to return at Sunday's cutdown, per the team's announcement. Not on the initial 53, and not done for the year. The mechanics? He must miss at least the first four games before he's eligible to come back. That four-game floor comes from the designation itself. No reporting in the week names a return date, a target week, or an opponent, and we won't either. Read against what came before? This is the better half of the range. Ian Rappaport at NFL Network had reported a timeline of around 2 months on the hamstring, and Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk had already framed injured reserve as the likely mechanism. A designation to return means exactly what last week's episode needed correcting toward. The rookie season starts late. It is not lost. The job he was drafted into keeps being minded by someone else. The cutdown kept five receivers, Chris Olave, Devon Vell, Bryce Lance, Berrion Brown, and Kevin Austin Jr., per Grant Chachere at Saints News Network, and Monday, Adam Schefter at ESPN reported Austin will be waived. The name in the reporting remains Lance, the fourth-round rookie who caught two red zone touchdowns from Tyler Shough at the joint practice against the Rams, per Jeff Nowak at Odyssey. Worth holding on to the caveat, Lance's entire production case is practice and preseason. Nobody has displaced anybody in a game that counts. The thread in one paragraph. Our June preview said soft tissue trouble was the one variable nobody could price on Tyson's profile, and August priced it. A joint practice hamstring, a two-month reported timeline, and now a filed roster move that costs him at least the first four games while keeping the season alive. Everything the last episode predicted about the mechanics held. What's left is the part no transaction can answer. What he looks like when he's back on a field. We'll return to him when that picture starts to form. Data via NFLverse.